And while the material ambitions give preoccupations, the wandering in search for immaterial ones is relieving. And the social diseases and crises are only another way to ensure the natural balance. And the return to nature is a return to a wisdom from which we are constantly driven away by social hysteria. And being in full faith with our social duty, we are ready to run over any natural impediment. And the drastic switch allowed by the modern medium never gets us settled to any reality. And the mirage that would keep us on is blocked by invalicable social appropriations. And as a society provide each of us with an autonomy, we are no longer concerned with a communal agreement. And losing the scope of our dreams, we find ourselves captured in the social fetishism. And the more efficient is the medium, the more effective will be the decision applied by the social regime. And for the sake of equality, we are all mediated via protocols that turn down our real personality. And the artificial prevention over the rise of our imperfections also prevent us from understanding them. And what is the satisfaction of a pleasure achieved without any direct sufferings? And even though we are all at work for the erection of a social infrastructure, we do not so much consider the value of the space within it. And the only possible peace of mind is a continuous following of nature. And to be constantly active, one should devise a philosophy that embraces all possible circumstances. And it's only in a state of hesitation that we are to experience a frustration that ceases once we get going. And the only truth we can find is in the continuity of our understandings. And any form of communication that doesn't undertake a search into our nature is not to be taken seriously. And we have lost all the fascination for the infinite outputs of our actual sphere. And in one way or the other, one is to sacrifice a part of himself in order to survive. And just when we are to hide the flower of our soul away from the shallowness of the general public, we reveal it to the sensibility of those around us. And it is only by sticking with the superior institutions that our credibility increases among the lower individuals. The privation one encounters to follow a way to the sun that is now blocked by artificial obstacles. And a working society is meant for people to be old and not really to regenerate. Our repressed nature can only recover with artificial drugs that turns it overly enthusiastic. And as we all become kings of our kingdoms, we all want to become bigger, but can no longer overlap one another. And our fluency of being gets refrained by all the complication that it might cause within the social mechanism. And most points of immersion have been blocked by those claiming them as their properties. And even in our stoicism, we are inevitably bound to accept the boredom of the social comfort. And no matter the technical complication of the medium, in our persistence, the message will go through it. And it is in identification of the causes of our discontent that we regain our tranquility. And the state of social anonymity not only prevents us to attack our enemies, but also to respect our friends. Impurity comes as a result of us being suspended from an organic process. And it's not only about carrying out purifying practice, but it's also about finding a meaningful aim to it. And whatever the circumstance is, we shall search for the means within it in order to be able to manifest ourselves. And it is in the way that the technical medium accelerates our discoveries that we are soon anxious for something further. And one should refrain to abuse a medium outside what it really means to express with it. And in our spiritual disillusion, we fail to immortalize our existence and just leave it to the commercial speculation. And as we are given the illusion of caring about the individual needs, the oligarchy gets fatter and the communal sense disappears. And in our persistency, we shall let time has its time and be faithful that it will mature. And what is the greatest monument if its experience gets restricted by those that want to preserve it? And any form of violent predominance will sooner or later result into a conflict within and around it. And the only full recovery of our virtue and vigor is in a natural challenge. And one is to analyze the causes of his discontent, to react against it without getting swollen. And as soon as one of our expectations comes through, we can't even fulfill it, as we are already in looking into the next one. At the origin of our problems is a passion that has given us hope, and that is the dilemma. And without fearing the consequences to our passions, we will encounter a harsh end. And social processes need to suit the pre-configured result and are no longer allowed to explore it. And it will be nature with time to tell us what is the right rhythm to follow. And the willing for modernization is just a willing for a quick speculation that doesn't carry any lasting meaning. And as any brutality gets rejected by our nature, we either have to apply an artificial meaning to it or else replace it. And as we refuse to take part to the social enthusiasm, we are soon drawn back to it in desperation. And after we have disconnected to the artificial, we realize that it was the highest manifestation of a nature that is nowhere else to be found, and is one to stream his intimate self in a context where all contents are allowed to scream. And even in our comforted captivity, is vital to maintain circulating motion and thus avoid the cancer of inertia. And one thing is to manifest the spiritual richness that anyone can achieve, and another is to manifest the material richness that very, very few can obtain. And the practices we devise to achieve an inner balance are constantly put to question by the practices we offer to society. And our focus is a reset to the many details of the foreground and can no longer focus the aura of the background. And natural and social accomplishments are required as a further proof of our self-esteem. And in the technical procedures dictating our lives, a state of hesitation is not conceivable.